When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, want to read some ticket texts, want to get to the phones. We got a Tigers game to react to and another one to look forward to. And yes, you should look forward to it. You got the best pitcher on planet Earth, in the galaxy, the universe. I haven't seen the Martians throw anybody better than Tarek Skubal. Deep breaths. We did this show on Monday. It's going to be all right. You have the advantage tonight. Series did not end last night. Tarek Skubal Saturday for the Tigers. Brett in Monroe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey.
What's up?
So here's what I have. Holdren or whatever, he's in there dealing, and he pitched, what, one or two innings, and then they pull him? He didn't have anybody get on base, and they pull him, put the next guy in. You know, I just don't – I just wonder what your thoughts on that is, you know? I mean, if you got a guy in there, you let him cook, you know? He's doing good. You know, I didn't think Olsen started out great. And, you know, I just kind of was wondering on your thought. You're talking about
Tyler Holton?
Yeah, Holton should have stated he was in there for two innings, gave up one hit. Didn't want him to see him go to Gunther so quickly.
I would have rather left him in. You know, he's cooking, you know. I mean, what's your guys' thought on that? That's just, you know.
It's entirely matchup. It's the matchup. Okay. They went with a pinch hitter, yeah. David Fry, who crushes lefties. Holton's a lefty. They brought in someone to crush lefties. Yeah. AJ went with Brisky.
Yeah, he went with the entire theory that he has used to get to this point.
I just kind of think that they went with the same script that they went with yesterday or the day before when they played that game, you know, and they kind of knew that they were going to go that same. It kind of scripted out. To me, it seemed that way anyway, you know. But I really wish we would have won that game.
I know.
Because then we'd be looking real pretty.
Then you'd set Skubal up. You'd be facing the Yankees. You'd be sitting real pretty. You'd be advancing.
Yeah, Brett, I think everybody listening right now would probably say the same thing. I really wish we won that game.
Understatement. It went Olsen, Holton, Gunther was a lefty in there too, but they took the lefties out for Brisky. I thought it was the right call by AJ to go Brisky against Fry. He had the matchup. Brisky gets up 0-2.
Yeah, but his
Brisky
point
misses
was
the plate.
Going from Holton to Gunther.
Oh, to Gunther, because then Gunther put on the traffic. Okay, all right.
Hey, Holton gave up the Ramirez home run.
Right.
I think you don't want Holton pitching back around again to Fry. The matchup says Brisky.
Yeah.
Brisky lost the battle. I mean, look, he has been fantastic. This is going to happen. Think about yesterday's game, and the only thing I really have a huge problem with is Vest not starting the ninth.
Yep.
And I don't know how Class A pitch. I'm serious, guys, when I mean this. Like, they had a two-run lead. Class A's mental approach might have been a little bit different if it was a one-run lead. Who knows if he gives up the double, and who knows if the Tigers score, you know? But I don't get why Job came back out there. And I am bothered by the fact that Job has yet to strike out a batter in the postseason, and usually you see these young guys with this electric stuff having the edge early on, and I don't want him to be in a leverage situation anymore at this point. Look, if they advance, you're going to have to use him if he's on the roster. I think it's questionable whether he should be on the roster.
if he's not going to get big swing and miss, he's really no different than Mize or Montero. And then it's okay, pick your poison. Who do you want on this roster? Him coming in the eighth inning, trailing one, I didn't have an issue. Him coming back out for the ninth in a one-run game kind of felt like AJ was treating it like they were down three or four runs. It's a one-run game. You need to keep it within run, one run. Quan is due up, which means there's a chance you could see the top of the order.
Right.
I would put Vest in. I try to keep it a one-run game. You have an off day the very next day. I think, AJ, that's the mistake he made, was not using Vest to start
and
the ninth
inning. What about this, though, too, and not using Jobe and using Foley? He hasn't pitched this series. So, obviously, to me, I don't know how you go to an unproven rookie over Jason Foley, who's proven it this year, despite I'm kind of uncomfortable when he comes in. But think about it. Who's the better choice?
Well, so it goes back to some of the argument we had before we knew that Reese Olson was going to start yesterday. There were some, looking at Jim Costa, who wanted to see Jackson Jobe start the game.
On Wednesday, yeah.
And that's where I keep going to matchups. I don't want to put Jackson Jobe in that position to have to face the heart, the best hitters that Cleveland has.
But the thing is, he's a starter. He's not a reliever. I mean, well, that's a...
He will eventually be a starter for this playoff team on this club. He is a reliever right now.
Right.
He won't pitch more than an inning or so.
You brought him up. He started in the minors. He didn't relieve.
Correct. Yes.
Maybe there's some dynamic with that.
Again, I wanted him to start the other day. I didn't want him to pitch 2-3 innings. It was, hey, get in, settle in, get a few outs. He did settle in. He got through the eighth inning, right? I didn't love the idea of bringing him back for the ninth inning.
The ninth. Not when you have Vest ready to go.
Yeah. The Tigers used a bunch of relievers. Five different pitchers gave up an earned run yesterday. So, I mean,
wasn't like anybody got smoked.
You can single out one guy if you like. Collectively, they missed a few chances. A few things got them. Like, early in the game, bases loaded, nobody out. They only score one run. Sack fly, and then Torkelson gets doubled off second base just to sleep at the wheel. I mean, that's as big as any decision. Bo Brisky giving up the go-ahead run, home run to David Fry. When he had the right matchup, when he had the right at, he had him down 0-2. That, to me, is as big as anything. There were little things. Like, Vest in and of itself doesn't lose you the game. You're already trailing at the time.
Right.
But it's a little thing that adds up. So I would give a slice of pie to AJ for not using Vest, but I think there's a slice for Torkelson. There's a slice for Brisky. There's plenty of blame pie to go around yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, so Vest threw 7 pitches, 5 strikes. If he faces the entirety of that inning, what does he throw? 11?
Sure.
Maybe 12 pitches? And you have a day rest, so he should be full go on Saturday?
Yeah.
That's the argument for why didn't you go to Vest? Because you're not going to burn his arm.
We can play what AJ said. And again, he treated it as the difference in leading versus trailing. If they were up a run, I think he would have gone with Vest. Because they were trailing, he went with Jobe for another inning to start. The problem to me is you weren't down 3 or 4 runs. It's one run. You kind of have to treat it like it's tied or that you're winning even, because you can't allow any more bleeding. Here's what Hinch had to say. Let's get to Ron in Commerce. Ron, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I agree with this Jackson Jobe thing. I mean, the kid's got 3 innings under his belt in the major leagues. I thought when they used him in Houston, it was a mistake. He failed. And I thought that was it for Jobe in a high-leverage situation. I'm surprised they brought him back and didn't use somebody like Foley, who's been doing it all year. But the fact they got one inning out of him, great. You've got to go to Vest tonight. You can't let him pitch to Quan, especially after he gave up a hit before that. You just can't do it. That was a huge mistake. And the other mistake was back in the, I think it was the 3rd inning. They had bases loaded, nobody out. Bibby couldn't find the plate. He couldn't come close to the plate on McKinstry. And the next 2 guys swing at the first pitch. They get 3 outs in 2 pitches. I mean, that was huge, huge mistake.
It was painful. It was, I believe, the 2nd inning. But yeah, it's exactly what you're talking about. You got bases loaded, no outs, and you bailed out a pitcher who could have had one of those blow-up innings.
Yeah.
And in this series, what does 2-3 runs mean early? It means everything. And you're right. It's McKinstry, sack fly, and then it's Rogers, who hit a rocket up the middle of the infield, and it's Torque gets doubled off second base. I mean, you cannot state just how detrimental that was early in the game. And they would finish 1 of 11 with runners in scoring position.
And that's the thing is, you did have pressure on Cleveland. You just never followed through. And it was the one time where, and they've stranded runners before, a large number of runners. This has been an opportunistic team. That's why you need to continue, if it's Boyd, no matter who it is, you got to have pressure on them early. You've got to be on the attack on Saturday.
Ticket Texter says, do you guys think AJ was thinking about saving Vest for the 10th, hoping that they would tie it and he would use him then, just in Madison Heights? I would hope AJ's not that stupid, because you can't play for the 10th inning.
No.
You have to play for the inning that's in front of you. You worry about the 10th when you get there. Get there first.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that could happen tomorrow situationally is do you use Holton literally for one batter? You trust him at this point. You trust his season over, because his postseason has not been all that great. Listen to this number, okay? They've given up 15 earned runs in the postseason. 12 of the earned runs have been allowed by these four pitchers: Holton, Job, Madden, and Olson. That's pretty damning, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a deep sigh right there.
And Madden is garbage time.
Yes.
You know, the
yeah,
two
yeah,
runs,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fifth, the sixth and seventh runs on game one. I mean, that says right there, you don't use Holton Job tomorrow.
I don't think any of those guys will be pitched on Saturday, right?
No.
Saturday will be Scooble for six, seven, hopefully as many as he can possibly go, and then
Vest and Brisky.
No, you get late in the game. The decision's going to be something like this. You bring in Holton, and they got Brennan stuck in the game.
Right.
And I think you do. But it's like one batter. It's lefties only.
Well, you have
right?
the three batter minimum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless
it's to end an inning. You get two outs and you make the bold decision. If he gets the out, then we can yank him. Here's the other big thing. I think AJ screwed up with the Vest deal. I still think he got the better manager going into game five, don't you? So you're going to tell me I get the better pitcher who's going to throw the predominant amount of innings in the game. He's going to throw more innings than anybody else in this game. I get him, and I get the manager, who I still think is the better manager. I get the team that's been hotter for the last 2 months. We can complain about last night. I think some of that is healthy. You vent about it, the missed opportunities. We'll take those phone calls. But I don't want to miss sight of this or lose sight of this. I still think they're winning the series. They're favored. They're going to win this deal, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Ticket Texter says, it amazes me how quickly fans have turned on this team. We aren't even supposed to be here. It's awesome to see Comerica rocking again. First of all, no one's turning on this team.
No, there's angst. I mean, we had one caller who says, I really wish we won that game. Well, hell yeah. I mean, that's the understatement.
But are you surprised that the day after a loss, people have called in and texted into sports radio with some gripes? I mean, are you new here? No one's quit or turned their back on this team. The season will be a success no matter what happens from here on out. They're playing with house money, but you're here and losing sucks.
Yeah.
I'll give you another obvious statement. Losing sucks.
Yeah. And the other obvious statement is I would rather have, I mean, going into game five, I would rather know that Tarek Skubal is on full rest, that we are going to war with him versus anyone else.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You could have Cy Young himself on the mound. You can't win games if you can't consistently score runs. Last night was our chance. We blew it. Our season is done. Okay, maybe some people are turning their back on the team. 1-for-11 runners in scoring position. I will say they squandered the chance, but the series isn't over. Season's not done. Ticket Texter says, Hinch doubled down on Job. He never should have got to pitch that ninth inning or to pitch to Kwan. That was terrible.
I agree. I thought that...
Like, look, I'm not going to call AJ a bozo. He's done a great job. He's built up cachet, but like that was the wrong decision.
But he's pulled all the same strings that he's pulled to get to this point. They just didn't work out yesterday. You can't sit there and say, how about subbing in Wenciel Perez?
Yeah, great call for Torkelson. He gets the bloop, scores the go-ahead run.
All right, so now all of you are thinking, oh, the magic, the voodoo, it's all there.
Everything he touches turns to gold. And Brisky was the right matchup. He just... got burned.
Yeah.
Left the pitch over the heart of the plate.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is baseball, right? That does happen?
It does happen, John.
But does it happen twice in a row? Does it happen when you have Tarek Skubal on the mound? It can. I'm not going to sit here and say there's a foolproof plan to win this game, but I like the odds with Skubal on the mound.
Right. Ticket Texter says another thing that bothered them. The homer that Holton gave up to Ramirez, it's like he served it up to him. So it's two outs. Ramirez is batting from the right side where he's better. You don't want to give him anything to hit there. You're not going to intentionally walk him, but you don't want to give him something to hit. The first pitch was way off the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he felt like he had to try to get something over the plate because he didn't want to fall down 2-0. The problem is he threw him a cookie, change up over the heart of the plate, and Jose Ramirez said,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was served up. That's another one of those plays that add up in a one-run game.
Well, I mean, again, A.J. Hinch pulled all the same strings. He used, what was it, six different pitchers yesterday, which that formula has worked at a very high percentage to this point. He used, four different pitch hitters throughout the course of the game. And when he put in Wenciel Perez, it instantly worked.
I just thought Holton should have been way more careful, especially with Ramirez. I wonder...
But that's not Hinch.
Right, yeah, no, nothing ever should have been inside. It should have been the, last 20% of the outside of the plate. Every pitch should have been there. And if he walks him, he walks him. It's the unintentional walk, where you're super careful with somebody. I said it yesterday. He was my concern. Yep. He's a great baseball player, and he was due to have a game, and you can't give somebody... Let him get a double. Can't let him get a home run in a game like that. And I thought the one thing about both Holton and Brisky missed on, and Brisky's count was 0-2.
Yes.
I you can't do that. And I wonder if these guys, I wonder if the environment affected them.
What do you mean?
I wonder if they're trying to overperform in front of the home crowd.
Mm.
I'm reaching.
That feels a little
But
reaching.
They've never done it. It's the pressure.
I will say, I thought the crowd... Clearly more people than the day before. Better crowd. Some of it's a night game. The backdrop. But the crowd waned. I mean, there were lulls. The highs were higher. But those lulls, I mean, it felt like ominous.
You felt like they had it when they went up 3-2.
Oh, 3-2? Yeah, I'm going to walk into the Red Wing game, feeling good.
And sometimes, like John said at the beginning of the show, sometimes the other team's just better. David Fry had a very good beginning of the season this year, and it kind of fallen off. But, and Vogt took some chances last night. He put Class A back in. And the TV announcers, I had Dan and Andy on some too, and I heard them. They were blown away. And you said the press box was blown away that he did it. You know, it worked.
It did work. We have a ticket text, and I don't say this lightly. We get a lot of smart, intelligent ticket texts. This might be one of the dumbest we've ever been sent.
Oh, let me hear it.
The ticket text reads, I think it's very dumb to pitch Tarek Skubal in Game 5. We should save him in case we win for Game 1 of the ALCS and throw the bullpen for Game 5.
Huh.
Again, I don't like calling our listeners stupid.
Did they put their name on that one?
This is shockingly unnamed.
Unnamed? Unnamed texter?
They should save Skubal for the next round, even though they
might not get there.
Might not get there.
I'm kind of speechless on that one. I don't.
Yeah, can't say anything nice. Don't say anything at all. All right. Let's. Bill in Grosse Pointe. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, what's up?
Eighth inning, bottom of the eighth. Riley leads off with a single. Mm-hmm. Next batter hits a deep fly ball to right field. Riley went halfway. You know what you're always taught to, but that should have been a clear read to tag. We've been aggressive on the base pass all season. He gets the second by tagging. Perez gets another single his next time up. We would either add first and third, one out,
or he scores.
Yes, it was a shallow single to left, but first and third with one out is a lot better than first and second with one out. So it's just, you know, just a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, but I would say it's pretty rare that a guy tags from first to second, right?
But it was deep. It was deep, you know, and if you read it properly, he's probably standing on second. And then just back to the Ramirez thing real quick, and you can comment then, is Ramirez need to hit Holmes' pitch. You had a lefty coming up after Ramirez. You would still have the matchup.
Yep.
You know, Ramirez was in from his right side, his strong point.
Yep.
You got to make him hit your pitch.
I agree with you totally. Like, Bill, you brought up a couple things. We've been doing this. The little things that add up. Pitcher who misses his spot, a reliever who's got the edge and misses his spot, a tag up here, a base running blunder by Torkelson early. All the little stuff killed him in a game they could have ended the series.
But when you get into the ALDS, your margin for error is very small. If you're lucky enough to make it to the ALCS, that margin for error is going to be a little bit even smaller, and so you've got to take advantage of all those little things, but you can't cost yourself either.
Theory, that ticket text was actually sent in by Stephen Vogt. Don't pitch Skubal Game 5, save him for the ALCS, signed Guardians manager.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.